Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 76. We're going to be reading the psalm twice, first from the New International Version and for the second time from the King James Version. This is a psalm of Asaph, who is appointed to be a worship leader by David. So let's read together. First, from the New International Version. God is renowned in Judah. In Israel his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant with light, more majestic than the mountains, rich with game. The valiant lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven you pronounce judgment. The land feared and was quiet when you, God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against mankind brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of earth. And now we read again, but this time from the King James Version. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment, to save all the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. So this is Psalm 76. And the psalmist talks about how great God is in all the earth. He breaks arrows, he breaks shields, he breaks swords. All the things that people thought were mighty instruments of war back then. If we were to write a psalm today, perhaps we would write, he broke the knives and the guns and the tanks. The Lord is more glorious and excellent than even the mountains. The psalmist goes on to say that even the strongest soldiers have fallen asleep. No one can lift their hands. God is so strong that at his rebuke, even the chariot and the horse are cast into a deep sleep. No vehicles, no tanks, no planes, no drones can compare to how great God is. And we again get talk about judgment. And why do I say again? Well, the previous psalm, you might remember, was also about judgment. And when we think about judgment, it's often a negative thing, that judgment is about simply condemning the evil. But that is not all judgment is. What is judgment? Well, verse 8 and 9. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Judgment casts down those who are doing wrong. But it must also lift up the meek and those who have been under the thumb of the wicked rulers. Judgment is not just destruction. Judgment brings restoration. Judgment tears down what is wrong and it brings up what is right. When we pray for judgment, we shouldn't just be praying, Lord, break down all of these terrible things. We should be praying, Lord, bring down the terrible things and lift up what is good in its place. Save all the meek of the earth. Save all the afflicted of the land. And then the psalmist says, wrath against mankind brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. We give praise when wickedness falls down, when the iron curtain comes down, when a wicked leader is no longer a leader. We celebrate. When things are put in place to stop evil happening again and again, we should celebrate. We should rejoice. And so how do we conclude? Well, the psalmist says, make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Say something and do it. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. What gifts do we bring God? We bring him our hearts and our lives. There is no ruler on this earth greater than God. And when we're in times of war and times of conflict and violence, we need to remember that our God is great. He breaks the spirit of rulers and he is feared by the kings of earth. When you look historically at the dictators who have tried to either take over the world or to lead in some kind of wicked way, they almost always try to squash Christianity. They try to get Jesus, they try to get God out of the picture. Because God is feared by the kings of earth. And he is the one we follow, the one we worship, and the one who brings judgment, tearing down the wicked and raising up the meek. He is our God. So let's pray. Let's pray for the places that are at war. Let's pray that we would see God's judgment and know that his judgment is good. That his judgment saves all the meek, all of the afflicted, and brings down what is wicked. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.